44. They took the three files to a riverbed along the highway and burned them. Hoshino had bought lighter fuel and doused the files before setting them ablaze. Then he and Nakata stood silently by, watching each page become engulfed in flames. There was barely a hint of wind, and the smoke rose straight up, losing itself among the low-hanging grey clouds.
"So we can't read any of these papers?" Hoshino asked.
"No, we're not supposed to," Nakata replied. "I promised Miss Saeki we wouldn't, and my job is to keep that promise."
"Yeah, keeping promises is important," Hoshino said, wiping sweat from his forehead. "It would be nice if we had a shredder, though. That would make it a lot easier. Copy shops have big shredders. You can rent pretty cheaply. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. It's just kind of hot to make a bonfire at this time of year. If it were winter, that'd be another story."
"I'm sorry, but I promised Miss Saeki I'd burn it all, so that's what Nakata has to do."
"Okay, then. I'm in no rush. A little heat's not going to kill me. It was just a suggestion."
A cat sauntering by paused to watch, a skinny, brown-striped cat whose tail was bent slightly at the tip. A personable cat, by the look of it. Nakata badly wanted to talk to it, but decided he'd better not, since Hoshino was with him. The cat wouldn't be able to relax unless they were alone. Besides, Nakata wasn't at all confident he could speak to cats as he used to be able to. The last thing he wanted was to blurt out something weird and frighten the poor creature. Before long, the cat grew bored watching the bonfire, stood up and padded away. A long while later, after the burning of the files was complete, Hoshino stamped the ashes into dust. The next strong wind would scatter the remains. The sun was almost setting by then, and crows were flying back to their nests.
"Nobody's going to read it now," Hoshino said. "I don't know what was written in it, but it's all gone. A bit of shape and form has disappeared from the world, increasing the amount of nothingness."
"Mr. Hoshino?"
"What's up?"
"I have a question I'd like to ask."
"Fire away."
"Can nothingness increase?"
Hoshino puzzled this one over for a while.
"That's a tough one," he admitted. "If something returns to nothing, it becomes zero. But even if you add zero to zero, it's still zero."
"I don't understand."
"I don't really get it either. Thinking about those kind of things always gives me a headache."
"So maybe we should stop thinking about it."
"Fine by me," Hoshino said. "Anyhow, the manuscript's all burned. All the words in it have disappeared. It's gone back to nothing. That's what I wanted to say."
"That's a load off Nakata's mind."
"So this more or less wraps up what we need to do here, right?" Hoshino asked.
"Yes, we've almost finished what we need to do," Nakata said. "All that's left is to close the entrance again."
"That's pretty important, eh?"
"It is. What's opened has to be shut."
"Well, let's get to it. Strike while the iron is hot and all that."
"Mr. Hoshino?"
"Yeah?"